Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now beginning the study of Masechet Rosh Hashanah on Daf Bet Amud Aleph, looking at the first Mishnah of the first Perek. And as pointed out in the handout, Masechet Rosh Hashanah is devoted really to two different topics. The first, after an introduction to the whole notion of a Rosh Hashanah, which will occupy a good portion of the first chapter, then deals with issues relating to sanctification of the new moon, the declaration of that sanctification, testimony, etc. And the second half, or really last third of the Masechet, is involved with the actual day that we refer to as Rosh Hashanah, which, by the way, is never called Rosh Hashanah in Tanakh, but the first day of the seventh month, Yom HaZikaron or Yom Truah. In any case, if you think about it, a year as a cycle, there really is no beginning, and anywhere you decide to begin the year will be the beginning of that cycle. And as such, the Mishnah starts out with Arba'a Rashei Shanim Hem, which would perhaps be a puzzling, enigmatic statement, except for what I just said, that really you could start a year anywhere. So there are four different starts of the year halachically. We'll analyze all of this in the Gemara. We will deal extend quite a bit of energy in the first two statements, Malachim and Regalim. Take us the first few podcasts. The beginning of Nisan is the beginning of the year for those things. This one's easiest, means any animals born before the beginning of Elul belong to the previous year's Ma'aser Behemah, and afterwards belong to the next year. They disagree and say that the beginning of that cycle is the first of Tishrei. Essentially, all agricultural issues begin at the beginning of Tishrei, which then would mean, of course, according to those of Shimon, there are not four, but apparently only three Rosh Hashanim, Nisan, Tishrei, and then the final one, Be'achad Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah, Lilan, Kid Rebbe Shammai, B'Tavomim, B'Chivim, Shechav, Mishah, Sarbo. The first, or according to Beitila, 15th of Shvat, is the beginning of the cycle for the trees, and that is chiefly for issues such as Masrot. What year does a tree's growth belong to? Changes at Tu Bishvat or Chad Bishvat. Okay, the Gemara immediately asks the question, Limlachim l'may hilchata. What does it mean to say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of the year for kings? What's the halachic impact? Rav Chista lishtarot. So Rav Chista immediately explains it is for documents, meaning for dating documents. And you think about it, why it's important to have a date on a document to identify whose liability comes first and whose claim comes earliest. And therefore, he says as follows, none. We quote the Mishnah in Shvi'it, Shitrechov muktamin psulin mucharin ksherin. If you predate a shtar, it's pasul, because you're essentially trying to make a claim on goods or on a mortgage that is not coming to you. But if it's post-dated, it's okay. So therefore, we need to know the date. And therefore, we would identify it as being the fourth year or the fifth year of this particular king, and that would change every year on Nisan. Tanu Rabbanan, Melech Shemad Be'asim V'tisha Be'adar. So if a king was crowned, theoretically, on the very last day of Adar, Kevan Shigyal Chav Nisan, the next day, Altal Lo Shana, he's already had a year, and any documents written the next day will say the first of Nisan in the second year of the king, whatever his name is. If he only came to the throne on the first of Nisan, he only gets a full year a year later, and everything up until that the end of that year is the first year of the king. All right, let's take a look at that bright. What's the implication? So that part of the Braita is teaching us what our Mishnah taught, which is that Nisan is the beginning of the year of cycle, the beginning of the annual cycle for kings. It also teaches another principle that our Mishnah did not teach, is that theoretically, as little as one day could be considered a year, because when he became king on the 29th of Adar, a day later he's already starting his second year. The second half of the Braita, which is that if he only became king on the first of Nisan, then he's a full year. So Peshitta, that should be obvious. So Tzricha de'imnu alei mi'adar. Must be even a case where they had decided to appoint him in Adar. So perhaps it should be considered his second year when he comes to the throne. Kamash Malan, that it's actually taking the throne, not the decision made. Tanabanan, we have a parallel brayta, or an more expansive brayta. Meit be'adar, v'yamar acher tachta be'adar. Let's say the king died in Adar, and they appointed another one that same month. Each one of them has that year, meaning the previous kings, that's his fifth year or sixth year or 23rd year, whatever it is, in Adar. And for the other king, it's his first year, which means that you cannot string out all the contracts written in different kings' years, add them up, and find out how long the monarchy has lasted, because there'll be overlapping years. Mate b'nisan, v'amaracher b'tachtav b'nisan, same thing in Nisan, monin shana l'zeh, u'l'zeh. Again, they both get that year counted for them, and the Gemara will obviously ask, isn't that obvious? Mate b'adar v'amaracher tachtav b'nisan, if one king died in Adar and they didn't get around to appointing a new king until Nisan, monin shana l'shana shniya l'sheni, the year that ended in Adar belongs to the first king, and the new year belongs to the second king. Let's analyze this. Amramar. Meit biyadar v'manacher tachtav yadar. Monin shana l'zeh u'l'zeh. So pshita, it should be obvious that both kings get credit or are counted for that year. Ma'u detein ma'ashata l'vetre v'chad momanina. It could be that we would think we don't count a year for two different kings. Essentially saying that we would use documents to count the monarchy. So kamash balan, that we're not using documents for that, and that as long as a king was ruling during this year, it's his year, even if it would be said about two or potentially even three or four or five kings. Meit b'nisan v'maracher tachtav b'nisan, again, monin shana l'zeh u'l'zeh pshita. So why do we need the same statement about the king who died in Nisan and they appointed a successor in Nisan? So why would it tell me, yom achad b'shana chashuv shana b'sof shana? Because I might have thought that this principle that one day can count as an entire year might be at the end of the year. Meaning that when a king becomes crowned on the last day of Adar, so that one day can count for him as an entire year. But with Chilat Shana, but to do the other way, when a king rules through, let's say, the first day of Nisan and then he dies, to count that as a year for him, lo amrinan, perhaps not, kamash malan, that one day goes either at the end or beginning. So again, if the king dies in Adar and a new king is not appointed until Nisan, then each king is credited to his own year, and that's all. So again, pshitat's obvious. So let's say me Adar. Again, a case where they appointed the new king in Adar, umelach ben melachu, and he is the king whose son of previous king, crown prince, which means that there is even no anointment, as we saw in Masachat Horayot, necessary. So I might think that the king, the crown prince, should already be considered to be king from the minute his father died in Adar. Kamash Malan, that if he did not sit on the throne until Nisan, that's when we start counting. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Keep in mind Rabbi Yochanan's statement. How do we know that Nisan is the month from which we count Malachim? Shenemar, vayhi b'shvonim shana b'abam yol shana l'zeh b'nei Yisrael, m'yar tzuzayim b'shana arvi'id b'chodesh ziv hu'achodesh shenin l'moch shlomo Yisrael. And this introduces the building of the Mikdash. In the 480th year since B'nai Yisrael left Egypt, in the fourth year, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, the one we call Iyar, since Shlomo ruled. So now, makish machut Shlomo l'tziyat Mitzrayim, it compares Shlomo's rule to the Exodus. My Yitzhak Mitzrayim in Nisan, just like we count Yitzhak Mitzrayim from Nisan, because that's when we came out. Afmachut Shlomo in Nisan, so we also count Shlomo's kingdom from Nisan. Yitzhak Mitzrayim gufa manalan demi Nisan manenon. Who says we count Yitzhak Mitzrayim from Nisan? The answer is Dilm Tishrei manenon. Perhaps we count from Tishrei. So lo k'sak adai d'alatib, v'yalon alakoin el hor ha'har, al pi adonai v'yam acham v'shan arba'im v'se b'nei Yisrael v'yam tishrei v'chodesh v'yam v'shiv v'chad l'chodesh. Aaron went up on the 40th year since B'nai Israel left Egypt, on the first day of the fifth month, the month we call Av, and he died. And Moshe's speech of Dvarim begins on the 11th month, when we call Shvat, in that same year. So it sounds like the 11th month comes after the fifth month. So the Rosh Hashanah can't be between those 2 months, because Moshe's speech, which in a minute we demonstrate, happened after Aharon's death, and therefore, and they're both considered in the same year, therefore the switch of the year can't happen between them. So, by the way, at this point, they're only allowing for Tishrei or Nisan as the two options, not anything else. We'll later play with that. I understand that when Aharon died, it was expressly mentioned as the 40th year since we left. Elahai, but when Moshe's speech, mind of the Tziat Mitzrayim, who says it's 40 years since the Tziat Mitzrayim? Temelakam at Mishkan. Maybe it's the 40th year since the Mishkan, which makes it the 41st year of Tziat Mitzrayim, and maybe the year changed to Tishrei. The answer is, Kedamar Papa, as we'll see a little later on, Shtat Tzvim, Gzera Shava, a Papa, in the context of Psukim from later in Tanakh, sees the word Shnat Esrim, the 20th year, in two different places, as a Gzera Shava. So we're going to do the same thing here. The mention of the 40th year in the beginning of Moshe's speech and the mention of the 40th year in describing Aharon's death means it's the same event, 40 years from the same event, from Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Makan Yitzhak Mitzrayim, come Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and therefore there cannot be a changing of the number of the year between Aharon's death in the summer and Moshe's speech and towards the end of the winter. My demasad av kadim. Who says Aharon died first? Dilma masad ishvat kadim. Maybe Moshe's speech was first. So, which means Nisan couldn't be the Rosh Hashanah. So, lokzakadaitach. Don't think so. Dichtiv, acharekoto tzichon. The beginning of Dvarim is presented as Moshe's speech after we defeated Sichon. And we know that Aaron's death preceded the war against Sichon. Dichtiv, as it says, vayishma kanani melech harad. When the Kanani in Parshat Chukat comes and attacks us, it says that he heard. And this is immediately after the report of the death of Aharon. Mashmua Shama, what is it he heard? Because the text doesn't say. Shama Shemet Aharon, he heard that Aharon died. It's like, go on, Anei HaKavod. We have a tradition that the three great gifts that we had in the Midbar, the Man, the Anei HaKavod, and the Be'er, were all b'schut one of the members of that august family, and that the Anei HaKavod that protected us were b'schut Aharon. That when Aharon died, the clouds that protect us were gone, and now he could attack, which means Aharon died before Sichon attacked. Chazavuni, now reshut lilachem Yisrael. He thought, now I can go to war against them. Literally, everybody saw that Aharon died, and they wept. Read it with two yods, not that they saw that Aharon died, but rather they were afraid because Aharon died. Rosh Lakish's famous statement that the word ki could mean four different things. E, if, Dilma, perhaps, Ella, rather, and Daha, for indeed. And here, Vayiru ki, meaning they saw that indeed, that Aharon had died, and as a result of that, they were afraid. So, Midam, Ihatam Knan Achasichon. Wait a second. The king there who attacks is not Sichon. That's Canaan, although the war with Sichon happens later in the Parsha. Satana, who Sichon, who Arad, who Canaan. So we have a tradition that Sichon is the same king of Arad, who's also called Canaan. Why is he called Sichon? Shadomela Siacham Bamidbar. He's like a donkey in the desert. Canaan, al Shem Malchuto, because he rules over Canaan. Omashma Arad, his personal name is Arad. He could Amri, the opposite possibility. Arad tomela Arad b'Midbar, he's like a mule. Canaan al Shem Malchuto, Mashmo Sichon Shmos. Either Sichon or Arad is his name, the other one is a descriptor, and Canaan is the name of his kingdom. So therefore, we know that Aharon died before Moshe's speech. We know that they happened in the same year because Arbaim Shana, Arbaim Shana. And we know therefore that the Rosh Hashanah can't be between Av and Shvat. But Vayim Rosh Hashanah Iyar, maybe Rosh Hashanah is Iyar. Or Sivan or Tammuz, we have three possibilities. So Lo Sakatai Techtiv, Ayi Bechodesh Rishon, Roshana Shini Bechad Lechodesh, Hukam HaMishkan. The Mishkan was set up in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month. Uchtiv, Ayi Bishnana Shenit Bechodesh HaShini, and afterwards it says on the second month, Nalan Anmi HaMishkan HaYidut, the second month being ER. Now we have something odd going on, in this as a subtext of the Sugya, where we are agreeing that the numbers of the month all start from Nisan. The first month is Nisan, the second month is Iyar, etc. The only question is, but do we switch year numbers in the middle of it, which of course is counterintuitive, because we figure that when we would finish 12 months and then start back to month one, we'd have a new ticker. But we're exploring all the possibilities here. So now, since the Mishkan was set up in Nisan, and we call it the second year, and it's a month later that the cloud lifts off from the Mishkan that's already been constructed, it's still called the second year. So Rosh Hashanah can't be ER, because then it would have been a third year. So maybe it's Sivan. So Bnei Yisrael came to Bar Sinai in the third month since they left. Should have said, according to you, in the third month of the second year. Meaning, if the Rosh Hashanah is Sivan, then that should have been mentioned at that point. As if Eima Tammuz, maybe it's Tammuz, Ve'ema Av, Ve'ema Adar. So there's all sorts of other possibilities. Maybe Rosh Chodesh Av is the beginning of the year. Maybe Adar is anything really between Shvat and Av would work. Al Amar Abalazar Mehacha. Here's a pasuk that's going to nail it down. And this is now in Divrei Amim describing Shlomo's building the Mishkan, the Mikdash, in the Divrei Amim version. That extra word Basheni is what's going to get us. Bishnat Arba L'Malchuto. My Sheni, what's that second Sheni? Lav Sheni L'Yarach Shemonim Bo L'Malchuto. Doesn't mean it's the second month from when we count his kingdom. Matching the first Sheni, which tells us the second month of the year. Matgo Arvina V'Eim Sheni B'Chodesh. Maybe it's the second day of the month. Should have said on the second day of the month. We have such things. Maybe it means Monday. First of all, we never write days of the week. They don't mention that in dating things in the Torah. If you are Makishani Bachel Sheni Kama, the two words Sheni are parallel. Ma Sheni Kama Chodesh, just like the first Sheni means the second month. Sheni Bachel Chodesh, the second one is also the second month, not the second day of the week, or the second day of the month, the second month. Okay. And that's Rabbi Yochanan's very elaborate proof that Malachim are counted from there. We essentially use the count relative to Shlomo as the model. Tanya Kavatet Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayta supporting this entire development, and the editor here does shortcuts for us. All the psukim that we had, that Rabbi Yochanan presented in that order and as a preemptive to prevent us from challenging our inference are brought here in the Brayta, and the editor did us the favor of not going through the entire development, just saying it's exactly like Rabbi Yochanan brought, and that's how we know it. In the next piece, we're going to qualify this and say that this only counts for Malchei Yisrael, and that will take us to the very tricky sugya of Koresh and Melech Kasher, etc. But in the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.